Okay, don't skip ahead. I'm going to talk to you about climate change. And I know it can get depressing or infuriating, but our show takes a different approach. It's Laura Lynch, and I'm the host of What on Earth, and we're all about solutions and hope. And I promise, no matter how overwhelming climate change might feel, we're with you on the journey to fix this mess. So listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Neil Herland. A Canadian businessman mired in controversy faced a historic grilling in Ottawa today. His company is behind the federal government's Troubled Arrive Can app. Rafi Bujikanian reports.
You are attending the bar of the House for being found in contempt.
Speaker Greg Fergus to Christian Firth with the consulting firm GC Strategies. Just the second person in more than a century who's been summoned to answer MPs' questions. This one from Conservative Michael Baird.
Has the government asked Mr. Firth to repay the money?
No, they have not.
In February, the Auditor General found GC may have been paid around $20 million by Ottawa for work on the pandemic-era ArriveCan app, a number Firth disputed as a witness at parliamentary committee. But citing an RCMP investigation, he did not answer many questions. That got him summoned to Parliament. The Mounties conducted a search warrant at a private residence Tuesday, they confirmed to CBC News. Firth said electronic devices were seized from the property in relation to work on other public contracts. The RCMP would only say their investigation is ongoing and no charges have been laid. Rafi Bujikanian, CBC News, Ottawa.
The federal government is making it easier for dentists to provide services under its National Dental Care Plan. It delivers care to people who do not have dental insurance, but many dentists have been reluctant to participate because of red tape. Health Minister Mark Holland says they can now bill insurers directly for their work.
What we've created is a very simple process. It'll work exactly like all the other insurance plans will work. They will use the same computer program that they use for the private system. They put in the claim. In over 90% of the cases, they're going to be paid in less than 2 days.
Holland also says dentists won't have to sign a formal contract to join the program. Ukrainian officials are calling for more international help after a deadly Russian missile attack. At least 17 people were killed in a northern Ukrainian city, Briar Stewart reports.
This was the deadliest attack on the country in weeks and comes as Ukraine says it's desperately short of missile defense systems. President Volodymyr Zelensky said the military had only enough weapons to shoot down 7 of the 11 missiles that targeted a major power plant near Kyiv last week. In a message posted online, he said the deadly attack in Chernihiv would not have happened if the country had more air defense equipment. Germany, which announced last week that it was sending an additional Patriot missile defense system to Ukraine, has urged dozens of other countries to step up their support. NATO members will be discussing air defense with Ukraine on Friday, too. And that comes as the U.S. House of Representatives gets set to vote on a $60 billion military aid package to Ukraine that's been stalled in Congress. Briar Stewart, CBC News, London.
A whistleblower from Boeing is bringing his allegations to Washington. The engineer was one of several people sounding the alarm about safety issues at the aviation giant. It comes after a series of alarming incidents involving the company's planes. Katie Simpson has more.
The key witness was Sam Selpour, an engineer-turned whistleblower who says Boeing has major defects with its assembly line production. For example, he says with the 787 Dreamliner, he witnessed plane parts being forced together when they required additional detailing.
I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align. I call it the Tarzan effect.
Selpour says after raising concerns for years, he was isolated, told to shut up, and threatened. In a statement to CBC News, Boeing refuted some of the whistleblower claims, saying retaliation is strictly prohibited. It is fully confident in the safety of its 787 Dreamliner and that it's taking steps to foster a safety culture in the workplace. Katie Simpson, CBC News, Washington.
And that is your World This Hour. I'm Neil Herland.